Okay, let's dive in. When you think Pitmaster Arsenal, their website, you're probably picturing, huge briskets,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. Smoked everything.
But today we're looking at something, well, pretty different they recommend for warm weather, grilled watermelon with feta. It sounds a bit wild, like a fruit salad gone rogue. But the source, Pitmaster Arsenal, promises it's amazing for flavor and health.
What's really interesting is how the sources don't just give you the how-to. They explain why this simple combo is actually like super good for you.
Right. We're getting the shortcut on the summer secret.
Pretty much.
Okay, I gotta say, seeing a grilling site push fruit salad threw me off a bit. Don't you just end up with like hot watermelon mush?
Ah, see, that's the key thing we pulled from the source, the technique. You can't cut it thin. Absolutely not.
Okay.
You need thick slices, maybe an inch thick. And you grill it fast, just 3, maybe 4 minutes aside, medium heat.
So not long at all?
Nope. That quick heat, it doesn't make it mushy. It just sort of caramelizes the sugars already in the watermelon, gets it sweeter. And you get those nice grill marks, that smoky flavor.
Okay, that makes more sense. So fixed slices. Got it. But how do we pick the best watermelon to start with? A really good one.
It's actually simpler than you might think. Two basic steps from the Pitmaster Arsenal Guide. First, pick it up. It should feel really heavy for how big it is.
Heavy means juicy.
Heavy means lots of water, yeah.
Yeah.
Juicy. And second, look for a spot on it. A big spot, kind of creamy yellow.
Oh, the field spot.
Exactly, the field spot. That tells you it sat on the ground, getting ripe in the sun. It's going to be naturally sweet, ready for the grill.
Nice tips. Okay, flavor time. Pitmaster Arsenal mentions a really basic marinade. Just 30 minutes.
Super simple. Lime juice, honey, fresh mint. That's the base.
But how can we make that, more local, special to where we are?
That's where you can get creative.
Yeah.
Use local honey. Different flowers mean different honey flavors.
Totally.
Or, after it's grilled, toss on some thinly sliced local fruit that's in season, like peaches, maybe, or plums. Just something that ties it to your area right now.
I like that, connecting it to the season, to local stuff. So let's get to the why. Beyond being tasty and kind of cool, why is this good for us? What's the health angle Pitmaster Arsenal is highlighting?
Well, first off, the watermelon itself, it's like 92% water.
Wow, that much.
Yeah. So amazing for hydration, especially when it's hot out. Plus, you get vitamins A and C. Good for your skin, good for your immune system. Basic stuff, but important.
Okay, hydration, vitamins. But the feta, is it just there for the salty kick? Feels like there's more to it in the source material.
Oh, there absolutely is. This is the really cool part, the deep dive bit. Watermelon has this amazing antioxidant called lycopene.
Lycopene, I've heard of that. Good for heart health, right?
Exactly. Fantastic for supporting heart health. But here's the
Okay.
catch. Lycopene is fat soluble,
Meaning.
meaning your body kind of struggles to absorb it on its own. It needs some fat to like help it get taken in.
Wait a minute. So the feta, the fat in the feta cheese,
Yeah.
it helps you absorb the good stuff from the watermelon.
Precisely. The feta isn't just salt and flavor. It provides that bit of fat plus protein and calcium for bones and muscles. By the way, that makes the lycopene bioavailable. Your body can actually use it much better.
So the feta acts like a delivery truck for the lycopene.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. It turns the whole dish, according to the Pitmaster Arsenal sources, into this low-calorie, super hydrating snack that's also optimized for nutrient absorption. It's a win-win.
That's genuinely fascinating. So this dive showed us how a simple dish using local touches is actually backed by some neat food science. Sweet, salty, and smart.
And it makes you think. The horse also mentioned trying some really unexpected savory spices on the watermelon before grilling, like cumin or even smoked paprika.
Smoked paprika on watermelon. That sounds
Wow.
bold.
Right. Totally counterintuitive.
So here's something for you to chew on. How could using one of those unexpected savory flavors, maybe that smoked paprika, transform this simple salad into a really bold, surprising side dish for your next barbecue? Give it a try.